just never gets old, that wonderful song. It's another edition of The Vero Insider. I'm your happy and very thirsty hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. I have some truly, truly dynamic ladies in the studio today to cover all sorts of events because it's very official.
Holy crap.
Season is in full gear.
Everything just
started.
There
is no stopping the momentum that has been started. The moment the holidays are over, it's like you get that couple days of reprieve and then we're back at it again, kids.
It is busy. This is going to be a huge season. There's so many things going on.
It's epic. And the best way to get through it is drinking on some of this gorgeous, bubbly rosé.
Rosé, your favorite.
Kitty Kitty from Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen that does the best brunch in town.
Yeah. Oh, we're having so much fun with brunch. It's
this
just
goes
crazy.
Perfect with brunch,
yeah,
this little bubbly.
We're serving it.
This is Charlie Smith. This is out of Oregon, yeah?
It's Charlie
Washington
Smith
State.
Secco. So actually, Charlie is a Washington State winemaker, but he actually makes this in Italy, and so it's a rosé
Prosecco.
He
knows people.
It's very dry, and it's just delicious.
It's really lovely. What do you think, Elaine? Have you enjoyed it?
I have not been down there yet.
Well, did you sip on it? Try a little sip. Yeah, try a little sip. We'll bring the bourbon bar to you, doll. You don't even have to go.
You just sit down. It won't hurt a bit.
It's a really good connection, actually, this first initial introduction that is about to happen. That's right. Elaine Jones with, the Rotary and our host of the Wild Game Feast, which is just a couple of weeks away. I was so excited to team up with her as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery to be one of the sponsors of the Cornhole Tournament. We're going to go into a lot of details here. But I said, what better connection for prizes than Blue Star Bourbon Bar? Because if the audience is such...
Did someone say Wild Game and Bourbon?
Exactly.
That doesn't go together.
If it's the
at
Wild
all.
Game Feast, could you ask for a... It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
So we've put together some really interesting six packs, and we got some awesome gift certificates for the winners of your cornhole tournament. But Elaine, would you please educate my audience that on Saturday, January 31st, it's going to be a really cool event.
Oh, yes, it is. This is our third year. And it gets better and better.
Oh, love it.
It's going to be at the home of Jimbo Carroll. He has graciously given us his ranch again.
He's a gracious man.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And Caps Pizza is
love
also a
them.
Sponsor.
Off of 27th and almost Oslo. Have you ever been there, Nita?
I have. It's
yeah, they're
wonderful.
Delicious. Delicious.
Right. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of venues out there. I mean, a lot of activities out there with weddings and all kinds of.
Yeah, he does big
catering.
Events. It's
yes,
a big space.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it.
I know, right? Kitty's coming. Kitty's
yeah,
coming.
I haven't been out there, but I can't wait.
Well, last year we had close to 500 people, and this year we expect the same, if not more.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and including the activities that we're going to be having. We have the Crooked Creek Band, who is very popular.
Ow, ow.
Everybody likes them.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have vendor booths this year, which we didn't have last year. So they will be...
Do a little shopping, maybe.
Sure.
Purvey a few services.
Yes.
Love that.
This is a family event, so we do have some activities for the children.
I'll be bringing my boys.
Yes.
Can't wait.
We do have a whip cracking contest, which is so popular. And this year it is hosted by Rob Tripson.
Oh, good.
And the Cattlemen's Association and the Farm Bureau.
Nice.
So this will be cash prizes for that.
Oh, cool.
And we have a cornhole competition, which you are going to be sponsoring, Anna.
A little white glove love in
white
the house.
Glove, yes.
Love those
and,
movers.
And this is very popular. We have 24 teams that will be competing. And
oh, so they had to pre-register in order to compete.
No, they register when they get
the
there.
The day of. Oh, first come, of. First serve. You get 24 opportunities. Okay, cool.
Right. And we've got prizes for that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, everybody will be listening to the music. We've got a huge tent. It's a very ambiance with the tiki torches and a big bonfire that everybody loves to sit by.
And let's talk about the food.
The food.
Oh,
okay.
Wild Game.
I'm incredibly carnivorous, so this
yummy.
Is right up my alley.
Just about you name it, we're going to have it.
Oh, wow.
And we also have some unwild things for people that don't like that, like hamburgers and hot dogs just for people that are a little squeamish about eating.
On behalf of Charlie Brown, the little boy that I cooked, he says thank you.
Yes.
Hot dogs right up his alley.
And our Oceanside Rotary Group is responsible for all the sides, and we are known to be great cooks, so you won't be disappointed there.
What's your forte, Elaine? We need to know. Are you a baked beans kind of girl?
No, I'm more on the salad side.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, I could see that.
But you won't go hungry. You won't go back.
You won't go thirsty.
You won't be disappointed, no. It does include beer, which is sponsored by Southern Eagle.
Thank you, boys.
Yes, and we are also going to have the Tiki Bar, which is a little island that you go off into. It's very lit up with lights and very ambient. It's wonderful. And that wine is all included as well.
Kitty, that's like speaking our language.
Fantastic. I can't wait. Now, what is the time frame on this?
It's Saturday. Yeah, Saturday the 31st. The address is 7065 21st Street Southwest. It's out 66th Avenue down a dirt road, which will be graded before the event. Mm-hmm. And then you'll follow the signs. They'll be everywhere.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be awesome. So much fun.
And there's archery, too, for the boys. My boys were practicing, actually.
Hey, archery's good for girls, too.
Yeah, I
like shooting some arrows.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said just for the boys. I mean, my boys have been practicing.
Your boys.
Just saying.
Oh, really? That's
it's a little steep competition.
They didn't put a hole in the house, did they?
We did it outside with our targets.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it classy, Kitty. Yep. Keeping it classy. So tickets are still available, and they're only $35.
Yes, they're $35 in advance, $45 at the door.
Okay, cool.
They may be purchased on our website, which is www.wildgamefeastwfgrotaryvbo.org. Okay. And otherwise, they can call me and I can make up the tickets for them.
She did that for me. It's so easy. Just call Elaine. Elaine, I'm going to need a lot of tickets. I'm bringing a lot of hungry people for a lot of fun from 4 to 8 on the 31st. And I tell you what, that's going to be a jam-packed day. I don't know if you all are familiar, but Vero Beach Magazine, one of the sponsors of our program, we love you, Vero Beach Magazine, and they just had a great event last Thursday, hosted the OBA Salty Seaside Social, an amazing packed house.
That was a great event.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
The food was delicious.
It was great.
It was a great ambiance. We had a lot of fun in how to balance work and your personal life in the new year, and just have a lot of fun with it, because work can be fun. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, quite technically. And so with that being said, I'm going to be doing two events on the 31st. We are going to be as Pac-Mail, proud shipping experts along the Treasure Coast for over 25 years, and White Glove, offering our delivery services. We are going to be, for our second year in a row, big sponsors for the Garden Fest, which is going to be there at Riverside Park the same day on the 31st. But what's so great is that people come and stroll usually mid-morning, and they come with their wagons, rain or shine, and they stock up on some amazing things. And if they fall in love with large sculptures, of course White Glove and Pac-Mail will help you get it home. But it's going to be a jam-packed day, and if you look at the advertisement, it's on page 127 in the January edition of Vero Beach Magazine. You won't be disappointed, because again, it's complimentary to come in, and then you can just plan out a lot of fun from 4 to 8 there at the Wild Game Feast. I think it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Garden Fest. I always get some cool orchids there.
You can never meet a person in a bad mood at Garden Fest.
No,
everybody's smiling.
Everyone's smiling. Yeah. You got fresh botanicals. The aromas are in the air. It's a lot of frolicking and skipping.
What are you saying? Plants make you happy?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's indicative. Even your shirt is making me happy, Kitty.
It's
not even alive, and I'm happy about it. So that's going to be really fun, and just something to save the date for, because the 31st is going to be very busy. But if you miss it on Saturday because you want to prioritize and go to the Wild Game Feast, it's going to be open on Sunday, the Garden Fest, and we'll be back again doing it all over on Sunday, February 1st from 9 to 4, and we'll be having some of my gorgeous infused waters and hand fans, so come and make sure that you visit me, Anna Valencia Tillery, over at the White Glove and Pac-Mail booth. Now, Nita is in the house.
Netta.
Netta, sorry.
That's okay.
It's the rosé.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just flushed. I'm flushed today. I apologize. But, Netta, we are teaming up for a really cool thing.
I picked up the phone and called you, and you didn't even miss a beat. You said yes.
Yes, I have handsome men to deliver dresses. Done. Tell us more.
We are, this is the second year for Operation Prom. We provide an opportunity for teens in our community to get free prom attire.
Isn't that terrific?
I love that.
The community has been so generous. We didn't even need to collect dresses this year.
Because you already had some.
We already had some, and people came in right after the event and donated. And what was even more amazing is people went out and bought attire and donated it.
Oh, really?
Brand new.
Yeah, that's
well,
really
nice.
Well,
when you see an amazing deal.
Really nice.
Yeah. That's perfect. So the actual Operation Prom is taking place in March, right?
March 28th from 11 to 4 p.m. at the Community Center. City of Vero Beach stepped up, and they're helping us. And it's at the Community Center right downtown on 14th.
Right across the street from me.
Right across the street
bar.
From Kitty.
Yay.
And it's first come, first serve. It's totally confidential. We're not asking any names. We're not taking any private information. We're not allowing media in there. So
okay,
no pictures.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're providing a great shopping experience. The girls come in, they're greeted by a private shopper, and they're taken through the whole process.
Oh, wow. So this is going to be my first experience with
yes.
it. Granted, I have a number of dresses that no longer fit. Thanks to my happy marriage weight. And I'm sure that a lot of other people find these great formals. You can really only wear a formal once anyways. You're lucky if you get away with it twice. So it just makes sense to be able to give it to such a great cause and let these girls really rock them out, you know?
Well, they have clothes for men, too, as well.
Right, we have
tuxedos. Yeah, so, I mean,
and
the
suits.
Guys get to get all dressed up, too. It's really
nice
great.
And we have shoes. We have hair accessories.
Botox.
We've got
oh.
handbags. We've got shawls. I mean, you name it, we have it.
Gussy it up. And you know, the idea of what men wear to the prom now, or the young men, versus what they wore, say, 20 years ago, is entirely different. I mean, like, you don't have to necessarily wear formal tux any longer.
No, you can just wear a suit.
Yeah.
But of course, last year, I mean, it's just such a good, feel-good event. We are so blessed to be partnering with the Junior League of Indian River this year. As a former president, I am just so proud that they stepped up. We are a community impact project. And everybody who volunteered last year, we were crying, we were laughing.
Aww.
And it was just, you know, everybody walked out with a smile.
And their alterations are on site?
No, we will do them, and they have to be picked up. One of our committee members has offered her photography studio as a pickup site.
Oh.
Because we don't have another site. But we do have them, you know, if mom or grandma can't make the alterations.
Sure.
Particularly for the men. That's
oh,
a
yeah.
real issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense. So right now we're taking an effort to try and let people know that this is happening.
Right. We want to get the word out to the teens.
To the teens, exactly.
And we understand that's why we're not doing any financial qualification, because that's not really what it's about. I mean, we all know that no matter where you live, sometimes things don't work out. And proms are expensive.
Yeah, they
true.
Are.
I mean, between the car, because we want the kids to be safe, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and the flowers and all of that.
The tickets.
Oh, it all adds
up. We also have somebody who's going to be there to give the girls some styling tips on their hair.
Oh,
makeup.
Who doesn't love a good styling tip? Listen, but we're just going to wrap up this first half, because we want to kind of go a little bit deeper into all of these fun activities. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine, in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's a new year, and finding more time in each day is one of the most common New Year's resolutions. Hi, Tom Rhodes here, owner of Sunshine Laundries. We have lots of big load machines that can wash more clothes at one time, and our dryers start hot, stay hot, and dry fast, sure to help squeeze a little more time out of each day, where most people can't seem to find another second. Five of the Sunshine Laundry locations offer wash-dry fold service and even ironing. SunshineLaundry.com for locations and hours.
Sunshine Laundry, a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Oh, it's so never dull. Welcome back. It's the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I am in the house with a lot of amazing ladies. One who's about to celebrate a birthday, Miss Kitty Wagner, my partner in crime and owner of Blue Star Bourbon Bar in Southern
Kitchen. Happy birthday.
So excited.
This is epic.
It is epic.
It never sucks because Kitty's right hand there at Blue Star is Danielle, and they are a day apart. These girls have back-to-back birthdays, so it's like a big blowout weekend, and that's this upcoming weekend,
is it not?
It's going
to be a huge party. Yep. Danielle's birthday is Saturday minus Sunday, and so come on over and help us celebrate because it's going to be so much fun.
Live music, great food, great drinks.
Yeah, I've got Soul Jam playing on Saturday night. That's Anna and Will Keener. His new funk band, and it's going to be just, they're going to play all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw how last week you had some Girls of Motown
there. The Ladies
of
Soul. Oh, my God.
That looked awesome.
Three ladies came with three guys behind them, a drummer, a guitarist, and a keyboard player. And those women just belted it out. They were doing all of the best girl Motown songs.
I love me some Motown.
I love Motown.
I'm from Detroit.
Dancing like you wouldn't believe. And they're going to be back not this Friday, but next Friday.
I'm so in.
Yeah, this Friday we have Curtis Hill, and he does Motown too. And it's just great. Friday is going to be Motown Friday at Blue Star.
As it should be. I'm liking
fun.
That tradition.
I was dancing my butt off. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. And then, of course, we got her in as a birthday girl, which is just too much
fun. So excited.
So that's going to be Motown Girls on the 30th, and then we're following it right up with the Wild Game Feast on the 31st, right, Elaine?
Yes.
So excited.
Now, quickly, Oceanside Rotary, and I just got to do a little write-up on behalf of the various Rotary clubs throughout Indian River County. You guys meet on Thursdays.
No, we meet on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Every
that's
Tuesday.
The tea.
And ours is not the dinner club or the lunch club or the breakfast club. We meet at 5:30. We have cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
See, that's my kind of Rotary.
Okay.
That's where I need to be. Mm-hmm.
And wonderful speakers every week. It's just a wonderful club. And our focus is to give back to our local community. And that is why this is our major fundraiser of the year, the Wild Game Feast.
And third annual.
Third annual. And the proceeds are going to be going to the ARC of Indian River County.
And what is ARC?
They are a nonprofit organization since 1975, and they're dedicated to serving and providing a lifetime of support for special needs individuals in Indian River County.
Such a worthy community.
Yes, absolutely.
Such a worthy organization.
And that's been a cause near and dear to your heart for quite a while, right, Elaine?
Yes, it is.
And so what a good tie-in.
Yes.
That's really lovely.
This, their location out on 5th Street Southwest, it's their main ADT building that is going to be building a 6-bedroom housing for individuals that have, you know, they're aged to where they can no longer be cared for at home and that they will have a new place to live.
So part of these proceeds will be able to go to help fund that and the need for that particular establishment.
That's a beautiful campus if you haven't been out
really
there.
It really is. It's not far off from like Skate Factory.
Right,
and
it's
in
right
between.
Off of there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, this is great. So we're saving the date, the 31st of January. It's advisable to get your tickets early. You save $10. But if you can't and you want to get them at the door, it's $45, January 31st, 4 to 8 p.m. There's tons of things and you can bring the children.
Yes.
There's good food. All your drinks are included. You're going to have a good time.
Yes, all the activities are included. All your food, all the games, fun.
You can't beat that. You can't go out for less than that.
No, can't go to the movies.
No. Oh, tell me about it. $10 popcorn? I'm sorry, what? So that's
really?
Good stuff.
$10 for popcorn?
Yeah, large.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
For corn.
Delicious corn.
Oh, speaking of corn, really quick. I went out to Countrywide Citrus where they had the corn maze.
Countryside, and you can pick your own strawberries.
Pick your own strawberries. I had such a nice day out on the farm picking strawberries.
Did you make daiquiris?
What
did you eat as many as if you put rum in?
Yeah,
you see the difference.
They were so delicious.
Oh, good.
Just unbelievable. And yes, I did have to sample a few while I was picking. I know that you're not supposed to eat a lot, but I had to make sure that they were so good, ripening under the sun out there. It was so beautiful.
Oh, that's too cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at my nails right now because Foxy Nails is amazing.
Nails.
Open 7 days a week. Another great sponsor of our show. And if you ever, and of course, we're talking about prom. So you got to have your nails done for prom. I encourage you to go to Foxy and we can probably work out a great package. And tie something in on behalf
that
of all the
terrific.
Girls. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great. We are doing some door prizes.
Oh, good. I love Brianna and her whole family out there at Foxy Nails right next to Hallmark in the Fresh Market Plaza. They're great people. But what do you need for our Operation Prom? It's March 28th.
March 28th.
We want the teens to know about it.
11
boys
to 4.
And girls.
Teens, you know, just come for your senior prom attire and we'll be more than happy to help you. But we need some help from the community. We have this great community center. But we need either some room screens we can borrow or pipe and drape to create some dressing rooms. So,
okay.
And maybe White Glove will help us get them there.
I'm happy to do some heavy lifting or have my boys do it anyhow. Who am I kidding?
They look so good doing it.
They do.
Yeah, oh, I know.
We love them.
And if a business has some additional clothing racks, we have 12 of them that we were able to purchase last year, but we could use some that maybe they could lend us for the day.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And that would be great. Other than that, we are self-funded. The committee funds everything else. So we operate on a zero budget, and our goal is to just give these teens the opportunity to shine and celebrate their achievement.
Well said. Well said indeed. So that's going to be Saturday, March 28th. If you know of a teen in your area, and you think that they might be in need, just pass the word along.
We're on Facebook. Just go on
Operation
Facebook,
Prom,
and if you have any questions,
IRC, Operation Prom IRC,
just message us.
That's good to know. Good to know. Okay, so let's see. A couple shout-outs for our other sponsors who we love and adore. Sandridge, the best public golf course. Amazing, amazing what they do to give back to the community
beautiful
the tournaments that
they
help
fund. Oh, their youth golf program
their
is amazing.
Their youth golf program. It's one of a kind. My son participates, and they really, I mean, golf skipped a generation, and it's great to see our youth pick it back up again. So that's great. And Bella Nagy is first class out there, as is their pro shop. And it's not too far from Valentine's Day, and the leading man or lady in your life that loves golf, well, think about them in Sandridge, of course. Pac Mail and White Glove, we did a great job out at the Sebastian River Fine Arts Festival. That was an epic festival. There's a lot of art that is bought when you add music and booze. May I just say that? That's a side note on behalf of my team. And then, of course, Foxy Nail and Blue Star Birthday Bash this weekend.
And then we've got Sunday brunch, too. We're open for Sunday brunch now.
You said in your pajamas.
Pajama brunch, yeah.
Bonus.
Our clients are coming in their pajamas, which is great because it's two for one.
As long as they're not a little too revealing.
No.
Comfy.
No, everybody's having fun with it. Yeah. I've seen some really crazy stuff. But, it's going really well. It's 11 to 3, so come and join us for Sunday brunch.
Perfect. Well, listen, there is more. Oh, do we get another couple seconds? Donna trying to rush me. Look at her.
You got a whole nother minute.
I know. Jeez.
What is that?
Okay. And then, of course, Vero Beach Magazine.
What will we talk about?
Well, Vero Beach Magazine is going to be a big contributor at the Garden Fest, which is also on the 31st, which, again, I want you to save the date. If you can't go on Saturday, plan to go on Sunday, February 1st. And then we really want you all to come out and have some fun at the Wild Game Feast. It's our first year. White Glove is participating, and it's a perfect fit. And, you know, my boss made custom, cornhole boards.
Yes.
They are not light.
I cannot wait to see them.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be too much fun. So again, that's the 31st, and they can call you, Elaine, to be able to get their tickets?
Yes, certainly. My number is, of course, 772-299-1383.
Okay.
And we can't forget Super Bowl the very next day.
Is it really?
Wow.
I might not see a lot of people at Garden Stuff. Cheers. We'll see you all next Wednesday.
Cheers.
Thanks.
You can call me Caesar in a dark Caesar. Please follow the leader. So Eric B. We are.